Okay, so the parasha begins with the Kfitzas HaDerech of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is on the way, and Rashi quotes the Gemara that he realizes that he had passed up on the Makom HaMikdash. How could I have missed the place where my fathers had davened? And he comes back, and Kfitzas HaDerech occurs. And the Makom HaMikdash is together with Yaakov Avinu. So Rashi learns a very big chiddush in that sugya. When we speak about this Kfitzas HaDerech, does it mean that Yaakov came to the Makom HaMikdash? Or did the Makom HaMikdash come to Yaakov? And this is a Machlokas Rashi and Ramban. Rashi learns, the more Mechudishtik approach, is that Har HaMoria came to Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov turned about, said, how could I have missed? Har HaMoria comes to Yaakov. Ramban argues with Rashi. Ramban says, that's not the Pashtus, and he goes very lengthy discussion where he says Yaakov comes to the Makom HaMikdash. We don't say that the Makom HaMikdash comes to Yaakov. And Lachor, the Ramban is the Pashtus. So how do we explain Rashi? The inyan that Har HaMoria comes to Yaakov Avinu. Why should that be? Since when does a place come to a person? That's Aleph. Rashi also, in explaining this, improving his Shita, he goes on to explain the placement of the Sula. And he says this, that the base of the Sulam, of the ladder, was in Be'er Sheva. The middle was Yerushalayim, where the Mikdash is, and the top was in Beisel, which is where Yaakov was. And the Mikdash had come to Beisel, where Yaakov is. And then Rashi goes on to say that the base of the ladder is Shevet Yehuda. Be'er Sheva is in Yehuda. Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash, it runs through Binyamin and Yehuda. And the top of the ladder is Beisel, that's the Chelek of Binyamin. Who cares? And if it was Gad or Reuven or or Naphtali, like it would make for a difference in the sugya, whether or not it came, who came where. Why do we need to know which shvatim chelik belongs to what part of the ladder? Why does Ashi have to put that in? So those are questions in this sugya of the Kfitzas HaDerech. The Medrash goes on to say that Yaakov Avinu davened. Eliphaz came and took everything which he had. He said, how can I come to the house of Laban and have nothing to show for it? How am I going to get my wives? Eliezer came, laden with all types of kesef v'zav. How is this going to work? So he davens a tefillat Hashem. Shelam alos esa ina elaharem me'ayin yavayezi. I lift my eyes to the heavens. Elaharem. I lift my eyes to the mountains. And I say me'ayin yavayezi. Where is my Ezer going to come from? Ezi me Hashem. I'm not going to give up on my hope from Hashem. Ezi me Hashem. My Ezer Kenegdai, my wife, will come from Hashem. He who creates heaven and earth, which is like a Shidduch, will also create my Shidduch as well. Very interesting. The Chazal, they hone in on this kapitel Tehillim that Yaakov Avinu said in order to be Zeichet to his evil. And we'll try to explain why Dafka this kapitel. And the whole inyan of the Sulam needs explanation. And we'll try to explain Inyanim and Chanukah as we go along as well with the sugya. So to begin, there's a very big klal. There's what's called Inesarusa de la Tata and Inesarusa de la Ila. There's an awakening from below, and there's awakenings from above. Now sometimes the awakening begins down here, and there's a pu'ula, there's an action which awakens a reciprocal reaction from above. Or it could be the opposite. Because as Ramchal explains, it's like a chain. If you shake it on the top, it'll shake on the bottom, or shake it and shake on the top. But the oilamas, higher and lower, are all aligned with each other, and they work tzazamin, that one hisairus, one awakening, will create another awakening. And that's an important cloud which we have to understand. Now with that being said, Rashi's Shita, the Har HaMoria came to Yaakov Avinu. It's a chiddush to say the Har HaMoria came to Yaakov. Kofat Har HaMoria. Because do we find elsewhere Kafat HaMoria? The answer is yes. Two other times we find in Midrash Chazal, although not famous Midrash Chazal, but we do find in Midrash Chazal two other instances where Har HaMoria jumped and came somewhere else. Where was that? The first one was by Yamsuf. Chazal say, when Bnei Yisrael were crossing into the Yamsuf, Kafat HaMoria l'Sei Chayam. Har HaMoria came into the Yamsuf. That's one. Now, why should that be, while we're speaking about it? How do we see that even? Well, because Har HaMoria is the place of the Mikdash. And when Klai saw crossing the Mikdash, the Yamsuf, we find three instances within the Kriyas Yamsuf where they're referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash Hashem Konen Yadacha, meaning there's an experience going on in the Yamsuf where they speak about that Hashem will rebuild Beis HaMikdash, so we'll make a Mikdash. Is that Keli Van Behu Targum learns that means that they were saying, let's go build the Beis HaMikdash? And we know Chazal tell us that the whole tzura of the water was like a Beis HaMikdash, and every shape it had its different opening, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. So Beis HaMikdash was happening in the Yamsuf. Well, how could that be? Don't you need a HaMaria for that? So from that, the Medrash comes in and says, yeah, Kafat HaMaria L'Sechayon. The HaMaria came and jumped into the Yamsuf. So there is HaMaria in the Yamsuf. How did that happen? Kafat HaMaria. That's instance number one. Where's the second? By Harsina. The Medrash says, and Yaakov Rivoni brings this in Parashas Yisrei, I think it's Simon Memtes, that Har HaMaria wanted to get in on Matan Torah. So Har HaMaria jumped onto Har Sinai, and for that is how Matan Torah took place. Agav, this has to do with Kafalim Har Gigiz, without going into that, maybe another time. But Har HaMaria participated in the giving of the Torah, and that was called Kafat Har HaMaria. Har HaMaria came to Har Sinai. Now, what's the Tzad HaShava? What's the underlying relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and Har Sinai? Is that they both took place by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yidden left Mitzrayim on day one. 7 days later was Kriyas Yamsuf. 50 days later was Har Sinai. And in both places, we find Kafat HaMaria. Why? In order for that to occur, there had to have been in the Serusa de Latata, that there had to have been an earlier instance of something related to HaMaria which had happened, which had caused this to happen. What was that? As Targum Yonason says, Bnei Yisrael actually jumped and came to the Makom HaMikdash. It says, I'm not confident in Shlaim, it says that Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out from Mitzrayim on the wings of eagles. So Targum Yonason explains that when they had to bring the Korban Pesach on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they needed a Beis HaMikdash for that. They needed the Makom HaMikdash. What happened? Hashem transported Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim to the Makom HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach, and then He brought them back. So in this case, there was a Kafatz Bnei Yisrael to Har HaMaria. Bnei Yisrael jumped to Har HaMaria. But that was in Isarusa de la Tata. That was an awakening from below, which now allowed Har HaMaria to respond and to jump to Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't that Har HaMaria was jumping into the Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael needed help. But because they jumped from Mitzrayim to Har HaMaria, on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, 7 days later, Har HaMaria came to them. And 50 days later, it came to them again. Because when there was an awakening from below of Klal Yisrael jumping to Har HaMaria, Har HaMaria came back to them. Now this explains Rashi. There isn't a musag of jumping Har HaMaria. There is a Kafatz Har HaMaria. But now the question is, how was it that this happened? What was the awakening which caused Har HaMaria to jump to Yaakov Avinu? And the answer to that is the Avos HaPeshim. Avram and Yitzhak, the fathers of Yaakov, they came to Har HaMaria for the Akedah. And although they may not have jumped there, but there was a Mesiras Nefesh which they had, which is like a kfitza. It's going, a jumping means going beyond your abilities for a moment, pushing yourself, that Mesiras Nefesh, that they jumped, so to speak, to Har HaMaria, and that awakened this inyan of Har HaMaria to jump to Yaakov Avinu, to explain Shitas Rashi. And that's why the Medrash, the Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu passed on the Makom Mishnah. He says, how can I pass on the place that my forefathers were, i.e. the Akedah? And as soon as he turns around to go back to the Makom of the Akedah, Har HaMaria is coming to him. Because it was the Akedah which they jumped to, so to speak, which is now jumping to Yaakov Avinu. So we see the parallel between jumping Har HaMaria, requiring the Yisrusa de la Tata, and the Yisrusa de la Ela, now by Yaakov, and also by Naisa by Kriyas Yamsuf. And this is Marum, is in the Medrash, which we had said before. I raise my eyes to the mountains. This is the capital. Why to the mountain? Because we're dealing with the mountain. Yaakov Avinu turns his eyes to the mountain, meaning to Har HaMaria, to the place that his fathers were answered from. And that's the mountain which comes to him. Me'ayin yavayezri. And in the same way, Kedus Yitzchak, it came from a place of Ayin. Who would have thought that at that last moment there would have been a Yeshua for Yitzchak, for Avram too, from where Yaakov was born, otherwise there would be no Yaakov. Yaakov has a Yeshua from the same place, but from the same mountain. From the same mountain. And even the word Heharim, El Heharim, I should say first, El Heharim, which is what it says, Shir Lamalas, S-A-N-I, El Heharim, is the Osias Har Elokim, same letters, the mountain of Hashem. And Heharim is the same letters Hamoriya. So So it's Har HaMoriah, which is Yaakov's tefillah, which comes to answer Yaakov Avinu. Now, this inyan will also explain, why don't we just go back to that question before for a moment. We said, why does Yaakov have to reference where the Sulam was? The bottom was in Yehuda, the middle was Yehuda, Evin Yamin, and the top was Binyamin. Why do we need to know that? Because the Makam HaMikdash lies, like Rashi says, between Yehuda and Binyamin. And Chazal say, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Gemara Sota, and the Medrash, that why did the Yamsuf split? Who jumped into the Yamsuf? Nachshon ben Aminadab. That's the Nasi from Shevet Yehuda. Or alternatively, it was Shevet Binyamin who went in. But you see, the jumpers are Yehuda and Binyamin. They make the Kfitzah Mesiras Nefesh by the Yamsuf. So that awakened Har HaMoriah to come to them in the Yamsuf. So here too, Har HaMoriah has to come to Yaakov Avinu. Well, if that's the case, like by Yamsuf, it has to be Shaif to Binyamin and Yehuda, no? So Zakt Rashi, the Sulam is the Chalkosh of Binyamin Shehuda. You need to know that to understand the inyan of the Kfitzah of Har HaMoriah. Now, this inyan of Kfitzah of jumping, let's try to understand it in Pnimius, what it means. There's walking, there's running, there's standing, there's also jumping. What's a jump? A jump means that a person is able to be zeicha to a higher matzav, a higher level of hiskalus, higher level of madrega, but only for a moment. And then when that's done, you have to come down. Because you can't live suspended in midair. You have to know how to go up and then to come down. And there are times throughout every Jewish day, or week, month, year, where there are moments of dilug, of kfitza, and then there's the chachma of how to go up and then how to come down. For example, let's see, a person who did not know how to do that was Haman. Chazal say, Haman, when he was first listed amongst the advisors of Ahasuerus, was the last on the list. He was Memuchan. But the next time that he's mentioned, he's the 33rd on the list. What happened? Gemara says in Megillah, Hedjot Koifetz Barosh. A hedjot, he jumps up to the top. So why is Haman here called a hedjot? What does Chazal want to bring out about a hedjot, about a simpleton, that he jumps higher than himself? So the chat is that Haman was a fool. And he tried to reach a madrega of being the viceroy and to even to, you know, take everything which he could and hoping that that would last. But if a person goes up to a place where he doesn't belong, it's like jumping. Eventually, gravity will pull you down because gravity is a very powerful force in the physical world, but also in Pnimius. There's a force of gravity. And eventually he falls, and that's exactly the lashon that Megillah uses. For Haman noifel al hamita. Haman, he fell. It's like he fell out of midair to the floor. Even Zeresh says that to him. Nafal tipol lefanav, you're going to fall. And that's really why he was killed on an eitz. He was nitle. He was hung. What is it to be hung on a tree? It's because you're suspended in midair. That's what happened. He went up, and he was caught in midair, and that's where he was hung, hanging from the gallows, meaning that he jumped up, and he thought that he could stay there forever, and he stayed there forever. But he was killed, because you can't stay in a state of being suspended in the air. If you go up, you have to know how to come down. And it takes a hedjot, a simpleton, to go up, to jump up, because a chacham doesn't go up. A chacham jumps down. Chacham jumps down, because a real chachma wants to bring kedusha, madrigas, and aliyas to people below, because when something very high jumps down, it causes everybody else to come up. That's what a chacham does. A hedjot jumps up, but a chacham jumps down. And that's what really takes place in Chanukah. Chanukah is a zman where for a moment in time, we have a kfitza. It's not even 8 days. It's really just 4 hours. Why do I say 4 hours? Because the Iker Yontav of Chanukah is just the 30 minutes the Chanukah candle is lit. So if you take eight half hours, it's only 4 hours. 4 hours of a kfitza, that a person is like suspended in midair for that half hour, and then afterwards it comes down. Of course, the whole day is affected by that because the kedusha permeates the entire day. But really, the yontav is just a half an hour by the candles, which is why it's so important to sit by the candles and to be makasha oneself by looking at the candles. And it's a guest which comes to the home, so we have to do achnasas orachim on the Ner Chanukah. But there's a kfitza which takes place during Ner Chanukah. That's really why we say Ana B'Koyach. By the Ner Chanukah, they re-explain that Ana B'Koyach is the secret of dilug of kfitza. No whole Kabbalah Indian in that. But we say Ana B'Koyach by the Ner Chanukah because we need to know that there's a kfitza. Just like Kriyas Yamsuf was a kfitza. Kriyas Yamsuf was a moment in time where Klai Yisrael went up and there was a tremendous hiskalus. Chazal say, a shivcha layam. Even a maidservant saw things that even Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. But then, of course, she had to come down. And if they didn't want to come down, Amalek, Chazal say, came, v'kofatza b'nei Yisrael, they came, they jumped on b'nei Yisrael, and they brought them back down. Because there's a chok in the world called gravity. You can go up for a short time, then you have to know how to come down. And that itself is a very gevaldik chachma, to know how to jump, where to jump. Every single day, there's also a moment of kvitza, of jumping, and that's by Shemona Esrei. Every tefillah is a kvitza, which is why we say ana b'koyach before Shacharis, we say ana b'koyach before Mincha, those who say korbanos beforehand. Friday night, Shabbos is a moment where you jump into Shabbos, you say ana b'koyach on Friday night. There's times where you jump, but it's temporary, but then you have to know how to come down. That's why the 4 hours of Chanukah correspond to the 4 hours of Shacharis. The Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that, Shir of Shacharis, the month for Shacharis is the 4th hour of the day. That's the 4 hours of where the light comes out. That's like the light of Chanukah for those 4 hours of half hour times eight. That's like Arba Shos of Shvila Shacharis. Every Shacharis is a kvitza. Then after Shacharis, you have to come down. You have to go to work. So of course, you take the roshim of that jumping and you bring it into the rest of the day. But the kvitza means going up and knowing how to come down. That in itself is a gevaldik chachma. And this corresponds to what the Gemara says, Hadlaka oisa mitzvah, hanacha oisa mitzvah. Is the lighting the mitzvah, or is the placement of the menorah the mitzvah? We pass in halakha is a mitzvah. Hanach is not part of the mitzvah. Why not? Because halakha means when something catches fire, it dances. You find the ner is doilekis, the ner is koifetsis, the ner jumps. And that's called the halakha, and that's exactly what Chanukah is. It's a fleeting moment in time that a person is a kfitza. But hanacha, the putting down of the menorah, is not part of the mitzvah. That's a different chachma. You could say that hanacha is more shaykh to Shabbos. The Gemara says Shabbos is kfi v'kaima. Shabbos is menucha, Shabbos is hanacha. Shabbos is a man where, yes, it comes, there's a kvitza, but Shabbos is already has the chachma to know how to come up and to come down. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is a moment where it can come every single week because there's a hanacha built into that hadlaka. There's near Shabbos too. But this is between a chacham and a nar, a zakin and a nar. Chanukah is a nar. It's a very young yontif. And because of that, it has a halakha. It's very easy for a nar to come on fire, to get on fire for avodas Hashem. But a nar doesn't know the chokhmah how to come down. Where Shabbos is an ancient or. It's a yontif which goes back, it's a zman which goes back, even preceding my zibirations. It goes all the way back to my zibirations. It's a zakin, it's a zeshakon ha-chokhmah, chazal say. A zakin is somebody who has the wisdom. And the wisdom of Shabbos is that it knows the inyan of hanacha. But Chanukah is a young yontif and it doesn't have that hanacha. Mashiach will bring the hanacha of Chanukah to know how to come down. That's when the Or of Chanukah will touch down from its kvitza, and it'll have a hanacha, but that will be when Mashiach comes. But it does not have yet. And we know Yosef was a nar, and Yosef had gevaldik kaiches, he was on fire for Hashem, he had a big kvitza. But he didn't know how to come down, and that's what the brothers were upset about. And that's why, within the middle of the sugi of Chanukah, what does it tell us? The sugi of Yosef being thrown into the boar. Right? Be thrown into the boar means there's no hanachan there. You fall. He was thrown into the boar. There was an afil into the boar. And that was zikatayin on Yosef. That he was a kaifetz because he was a nar, like Chanukah. And Chanukah is a very good connection to Yosef. But there was a kvisa without a hanacha. Went up and not know how to come down. Big makas a little bit in this inyan. Anyways, getting back to Chanukah, and how does this inyan of kvisa samaria relate to Chanukah? So we could say as follows. Question is, how are we able to light the Ner Chanukah, which is the Menorah HaMikdash in our homes? The Ramban says that when Hashem told Aaron not to be upset because he didn't have a chilek, he didn't participate in the Chanukah Sanasim, he says, don't worry, your lot is greater than theirs. Shalcha gedolam shalahem. Yours is eternal. And the Ramban asks, what do you mean yours is eternal? The Menorah is not eternal. He says, yes, it is, because the Menorah, Hadlaka, of the Ner Chanukah, that is the Hamshacha of the Hadlaka of Aaron coming into the Mikdash. Well, if that's the case, well, don't we need a Beis HaMikdash? Just like we need the Korban Pesach needed a Mikdash, so we should also need a Mikdash. So the Torah says, what happens in Chanukah, Kafetz HaMariah. That since the Har HaMariah is this Dilug, it's able to be Medalag, it's able to come, Medalag al Harm. HaMariah can come to you. So Mamela, every single year, in our homes, there is a Hadlaka, because Har HaMariah jumps to us. That's the word. How did that happen? Because there was a mesiras nefesh by the Chashmonai Main and the Makom HaMikdash to jump and to protect the honor of Har HaMariah, the Makom HaMikdash. That was the Asarusa de Latata. And that created an Asarusa de Laila for all future generations, for the descendants, for Klai Yisrael, for beyond, that Har HaMoriah should come to us. And that's what we're able to light in our homes, because the Har HaMoriah comes to us, just like it came to Yaakov, just like it came to the Har Sinai, just like it came to the Kiryas Yam Sof, it happened by Chanukah as well. And perhaps this is the remez which we say in the Berach of Shasa Nisim L'Aviseinu, that the Ari says that when you say the word Nisim, you have to divide the word into two. Nes, Nun Samach, Yud Mem. And for our intents and purposes, it's a remez to Kiryas Yam Sof. Because Chazal say, Nas mi pnei Nas, that the reason why the Yam Sof split was because Yosef ran away, called Nas mi pnei, that's the word Nas. And then there's the word Yam. But Ari says to split it in half, because the Yam Sof split in half. So we're splitting the word in half, we're splitting, that's also, of course, Nes Yam, which is a remez to the Nes of the Yam Sof. But what does Kiryas Yam Sof have to do with this? But the third is, what is Kiryas Yam Sof? Kiryas Yam Sof is a kvitza. It's a jumping up that Klal Yisrael had for a moment. It was probably just a few hours, maybe even 4 hours in the night. And then you're supposed to come back down. And that's exactly what Chanukah is. Har HaMoriah came to the Yam Sof, and it created that splitting of the sea, and we awaken that Shoresh of Kriyas Yam Sof, Shoresh and Nisim, because Chanukah is exactly that. Har HaMoriah comes to us, we go up, and that's where the Shoresh of the Nes is from. There's more to say about that, why Kriyas Yam Sof is really the Shoresh of all future Nisim, especially with those which pertain to Pesumi Nisim, which is why we make Shoresh and Nisim by Chanukah and Purim, because they're both really Shaykh to the Nes of Kriyas Yam Sof. Kriyas Yam Sof. Hakoponim, with this we can explain just one last thing. The Medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu was sleeping at the Makam HaMikdash, so one of the Hashem says, Uparatzta Yama Bakimah B'Tzafani Melecha. All the directions will break open for you. So Chazal Nem on this, Uparatzta Yama. Right? Yama means to the west. So Chazal say, it could have said Ma'arav. It says Yama. Why Uparatzta Yama? Yama is a reference to the Yam Sof. And Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, you will break open the Yam Sof. See, here, while Yaakov is sleeping in the Makam HaMikdash, Hashem is telling him about Kriyas Yam Sof. Why? Because like we said before, because what's taking place here is Kafatza HaMoriah Yaakov Avinu. HaMoriah came to Yaakov, and this is really what was his Yeshua, because the Makam HaMikdash came to him. Well, where else do we find that there would be such a nace like that? That would be like Kriyas Yam Sof. So Hashem is telling Yaakov Avinu, just like HaMoriah came to you, it's going to come to your children too. And it's going to split the Yam Sof because the HaMoriah came to them. That's what says, Vaya Yisrael Esayat HaGdayla. Chazal say, not just that B'nai Yisrael saw, Vaya Yisrael saw, Yaakov Avinu saw. Yaakov was present at the time to Kriyas Yam Sof to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayem His Avtacha Uparatz Yama. At the time that, what's the parallel? Because in the same way HaMoriah came, and that was Yaakov's Kriyas Yam Sof at the time, it was also for Klal Yisrael at the time too. But I'll just point out that Chazal said, Kashag Zivugim Kriyas Yam Sof. The Zivugim are very hard at Kriyas Yam Sof. But here Yaakov had Kafas HaMoriah, which is Bechin of Yam Sof, and from there he goes and he finds the Shidduch. And the same thing happened by Kriyas Yam Sof, right? There was a Kriyas Yam Sof, and then they went to Har Sinai, and Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu had their Zivug. I mean, they were making Zivugim. But it was totally in Har HaMoriah. So it could be that's the reason why when a man is Mekadosh Inisha, what does he say? Harei At Mekadosh Asli. Harei is the Lashon of Harim. It's the Lashon of Har. You have to first attach yourself to that, to the Makam HaMikdash, to Har HaMoriah, which is the place where Shemayim and Aris and Makosha. As you mentioned, Aris and Shemayim, what makes that Kesher? What's the greatest Shidduch? It takes place in Makam HaMikdash, to the Makashu Shalam, 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 Shalamata. So that Kesher is through Har HaMoriah, some of the Hareyat Mikudeshesli. Hareyat Mikudeshesli, Har HaMikdash. Mikudeshes is the Mikdash, and Harei is the Har. The Har HaMikdash is the place where we bring that down in order to be Makasher. Every Zivag is a Bechina of Kafat HaMoriah. Just B'derech Agav. So there's a lot of Ramadan in terms of what takes place in Megin Parshas, Vayetze, to Chanukah, of course, the Shemin, and the Makam HaMikdash, and so on and so forth. But with Derech Remez, if you take Chanukah b'milua, you spell it down, it's Gematria, Ein Ze Ki Im Beis Elokim, which is what the Pasuk says. Where Rashi says Beis Elokim, the Har HaMoriah came to Yaakov, that's Rashi's Dibur Masal, Beis Elokim, right there you find Chanukah b'milua. Because the Bechin of Chanukah, which is Yam Sof and Har Sinai B'chulei Pesach, is the Sinyan of Kafat HaMoriah Yaakov. Sure.